notice, you will find a sermon note sheet. We have gone through 40 days of love. And it's been really, really some boot camp training. Amen. I had my badge on about every day wherever I went, and I got all kinds of reactions. From what is that? You know, to what kind of loving y'all doing over there? And I'm like, well, you just should come on and find out how to be a better lover. Amen. How to love with the love of the Lord. So it has been a wonderful 6 weeks of growing. It's been painful. Praise God. But we thank the Lord that we're not the same. How many know you're not the same as you were 6 weeks ago when we first started 40 days? All right, saints, praise your name. Let's just join our hearts in prayer. Great and almighty God, we praise you. And we just give you thanks for being your people. We ask, Lord, that you would teach us what you are like so that we might think your thoughts. And, oh God, that we would surrender our hearts to you. And we ask you for your help. So now as we actively listen to the preaching of your word, we ask, Lord, that you would teach us your ways, Lord, that we might begin to look more like you, Lord Jesus, in our response to others, that you would give us undivided hearts so that we may be most deeply impressed with you, that before we act, speak, we would think of you, Lord Jesus, and want to impress you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, as we listen to the preaching of your word, we say thank you for loving us so much, Lord, that you actually put us in difficult situations in order to teach us how to become more like you, in order to teach us how to love like you love. And so we say thank you, Lord, that you will help us in these next 40 days to continue to train to love in our relationships and in the next 40 years and beyond. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for your transformation in our lives and in our relationships, not just for our own personal satisfaction and happiness, but for our sanctification and our growth in you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise ahead of time. In your mighty name, all God's saints join together to say, amen. All right, what's the title of our message, saints? Training. All right, let's do that one more time. Training in Christ School for Spiritual Maturity. Hallelujah. In Larry Olson's book entitled Outdoor Survival Skills, he tells of a guy who's been lost in the desert for days. His water and food have long since run out. His lips are parched. His tongue is swollen. His legs are bruised and bleeding from dragging himself across the desert floor. His body is scorched from the sun and covered with insect bites and cactus pricks. And as he props himself up on his bleeding elbow to look over a knoll, he sees nothing but wasteland through his sand-peppered eyes. And he comments, you know, a few more days like this, and I might get discouraged. Woo! Praise God. He's on levels beyond me. Amen. I hope to get there. Praise God. Now, saints, over these past 40 days, some of us have been trying really, really hard to grow in our love. Amen. To be better lovers. We've really tried. And it's been hard. Amen. We have really gone through to become better lovers. But someone said the first rule for success is to show up. All right. So how many in some point during our 40 days of love, you showed up for a 40 days of love Bible study group? All right. Praise God. Praise God. How many made all the 40 days? You made all the Bible study groups. Praise God. Amen. Well, how many heard at least one sermon over the past 40 days? All right. How many heard every sermon? Praise God. Amen. Very good. Praise God. All right. So that means we've been working. Amen. Amen. Well, to the question this past week in our groups, what is the greatest lesson you have learned about love in the last 6 weeks? We heard responses like these. My eyes have been opened. I've learned to trust more. I've learned to be more patient. I've learned to be more grateful. I've learned to take criticism better. I've learned to be a better listener. I felt a confirmation in how I love. I see more clearly how far I fall short. I learned that I need to strengthen the habits of a loving heart. I learned that I need to dedicate more time to strengthening the habits of a loving heart. I need to stick with it. And someone said, like Nike, I just need to do it. Hallelujah. Saints, many of us have been trying really hard these past 40 days to be a loving person. And it's been so funny around the church when different little things were happening and someone said, well, I'm in the 40 days of love. Hallelujah. Remember, we're in the 40 days of love. All right, before you say or do anything, we're in the 40 days of love. Hallelujah. So we've been trying, saints, really hard to do the right thing. And in fact, consensus has it that we need to start all over again with the 40 days of love. All right, so many of us are saying that. But perhaps, saints, what we really need to do is to stop trying and start training. Stop trying and start training. Training in Jesus and asking Jesus to help make, mold, and shape us into the loving people he desires for us to be. Would you high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop trying and keep training. Stop trying and keep training. Hallelujah. Keep training. That's the only way to get promoted. Hallelujah. To spiritual love, to spiritual maturity. Now, many of us, we want God to promote us to high levels of love and joy and peace. And you know, to be honest, it would work in our favor. But everybody say, however. However, many of us lack the determination to keep training, to keep following through in achieving what God has for each and all of us. Looking at your sermon note sheet, training in Christ's school for spiritual maturity. What is the first point? Training versus trying. Saints, training is different from trying. Because in training, we're understanding that we got to take little steps and that we're going to train. We're going to keep working toward that goal. We're in training. How many have ever gone to a physical boot camp? You say, I'm going to get in shape. All right, you don't just go out there and run 5 miles on the first day, do you? At least I didn't. Okay, all right. It's like you do 1 mile the first day, maybe the first week, who knows, maybe the first month. And then you train, you keep getting stronger and stronger. You keep going further, and you are getting in better and better shape. That's training. But trying, when we want to try something, we say, well, I tried that, and it didn't work. Most times we'll just give it a go once or twice. Well, I tried that. You ever hear anybody say, I tried that and it didn't work? Well, we give up too quickly when we're just trying. We need to be training. And saints, God never tells us to try to be spiritual. God says in God's word to train. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:7, train yourself to be godly. And Jesus in Luke 6:40, he taught a student is not above his teacher. But everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is our teacher. Jesus is our trainer. How many here today want to be more like Jesus? You want to love more like Jesus. Hallelujah. So then tell your neighbor, stop trying and choose to keep training. Tell your neighbor, stop trying and choose to keep training. Hallelujah. Saints, as we discovered in our 40 days of love study together, there are many things that we need to keep training in. How many know that patience is something you need to keep working on? All right, all right. How many know forbearance with others is something you need to work on? How about forgiveness? Amen. In our group, we decided not only did we need to work on forgiving others, we need to work on forgiving ourselves. Amen. Amen. We got to forgive ourselves, and that's something that we have to train in too. Praise God. Some of us need to learn how to train into speaking the truth in love. All right. Now, some of us, we'll speak the truth pretty much, but it's so cold, and it comes out so terrible. Amen. So we got to add the love part to it, right? Some of us need some training in that. Amen. And some of us just need to train in telling the truth, period. I mean, we got to get to that first and then tell the truth in love. Hallelujah. Some of us need to train in how to bless our enemies. How many know we all got some enemies? We all got somebody that don't like us, all right? And the Lord allowed them in our lives to train us how to love those who don't love us so much, so that maybe we can, God will use us to help transform their lives. Amen? Praise God. All right now. And even for those who mistreat us. Anybody been mistreated by anybody before? All right, well, guess what? It won't be the last time. It's going to be another time. So you're going to have your training opportunity. Amen. Praise God. Now, these things are not easy. How many like that commercial? I think it's Staples. It's an easy button. I mean, training is not easy. And how many know we'd rather choose easy than hard? I know I'd rather choose easy. I wish there was an easy button. Oh, I need to forgive. All right, it's done. Amen. Oh, I need to speak the truth of love. It's done. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be nice to have an easy button? Oh, saints, but you know what? It's not easy. Amen. And we are in training. God is training our minds to think more like Jesus. God is training our hearts to react in various situations that God planned and has for our lives, that we would be a blessing to others. All right, saints, training is not just about learning the Word of God. You know, some of us, we read the Bible, and guess what? We ain't been transformed a bit. We just as mean, and we just as chewing up people. But, I read the Bible every morning. I read the Bible every night. Well, where is the change? What, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. There has got to be a change in our lives. All right. Now, becoming better lovers is going to require us to grow. How many know growing hurts? We got to train and we got to practice. Everybody say practice. Practice to think like Jesus in various situations. We got to practice to centering our hearts on God, so that when we walk into a situation that just is yucky, yucky, that we are not going to act yucky, yucky. We are going to act with love, and we are going to respond with grace, hallelujah, because we have developed, we have trained the character of Jesus Christ within our hearts, hallelujah. Praise your name. Now, I want you to just nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, learning to become more like Jesus, learning to become more like Jesus is a day by day by day process. It's a day by day by day process. Day by day by day. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a day by day process where we learn when we wake up in the morning, before we even get out of bed, that we die to self. We just die to self. Let's practice that. Everybody say, oh, self die right now. Self die right now. Self die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Die to self before you get out of the bed. Choose to put off that old character, that old person. Hallelujah. Because if we could see some of the old people, woo, some of us have been a mess, ain't we? Till Jesus came in. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. But you know, you just say, put that old self on. I'm going to die, and I'm going to rise up in this day in you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to walk in you and walk in your love. It takes practice, saints. Practice, because our natural expression, our nature, is not the same as Christ. Because if somebody crosses us, our natural thing is not to love them. Oh, isn't that? No, we like, I know she just didn't do that. Woo, hallelujah, that's the natural. Let it die before you get out to bed, hallelujah. Now, we are in spiritual boot camp every day, and our desire should be going for the goal. Our goal has been to be better lovers, to love as Jesus loved, amen. So the Apostle Paul has this view in mind when he talks about training. I want us to read 1 Corinthians 9 together, which talks about the need for self-discipline. Beginning with verse 24. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Boot camp, going for the goal. All right, saints, so what are some steps in training to becoming a better lover? What's the first one? Love must be learned. Guess what? Hate don't need to be learned. Selfishness don't need to be learned. Self-preoccupation don't need to be learned. That comes natural. That's easy, amen. So we have to choose to love. We've got to learn how to love. Hallelujah. So how do we do that? What does the first item say? Training our minds to think as Jesus thought. Saints, this is paramount because we don't naturally think as Jesus thinks. Now, Paul says in Philippians 4:8, whatever is lovely, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Hallelujah. But naturally, we say, what? No, he didn't. Let me go over there and give him a piece of my mind. Hallelujah. That's why some of us is really suffering. We didn't give too many pieces of our minds away. Over here, I gave her a piece. I gave him a piece. I gave them a piece. I don't hardly have nothing left. Been giving it all out. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the natural part of us. But that spiritual maturity, that boot camp training, we have to confront that head-heart split, saints, where we have this head knowledge. I know what Jesus would have me do, but we're lacking the heart, all right, the heart faith, so we don't act on what we know Jesus would have us do. So we have to train ourselves to look at our lives, look at our relationships, look at our situations through God's eyes, through God's lenses, hallelujah, for our spiritual growth, amen. And we need to choose to respond in difficult relationships and difficult situations as Jesus would. So, you know, the young people used to wear these bands, what would Jesus do? That's a very good thing for all of us to do. Before we do anything, now, in this situation, with this person standing right in front of me, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Who would Jesus be? Amen. And ask God to help you love as Jesus loved. Amen. Saints, Jesus had a God-centered heart, and that's what he desires for each of us. Say, Lord, I desire a God-centered heart. Hallelujah. A God-centered heart. Well, the next item is what? Learning to be more like Jesus is a day-by-day-by-day process. Becoming to be more like Jesus in our marriages, in our homes, one with another, on the workplace, at school, at church, in our community, wherever we are, to respond as Jesus does, it doesn't come naturally. We got to train. We got to learn how to do it. And then we got to practice. Everybody say practice. Practice it as a part of our daily lives. All right, which leads us to our second point. We need to be prepared to what? Make a commitment. All right, just high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, be prepared to make a commitment. Just be prepared. You got to make a commitment. We all have to make a commitment in boot camp when we're going for the goal. We got to make a commitment. Training to win happens only with a strong commitment. Now, please say with me, commitment is costly. Commitment is costly. It costs time. It costs hard work. It costs self-denial, which we hate, all right? Commitment is costly. But if we're going to go for the goal and becoming better lovers, guess what? We're going to have some troublesome on-the-job training. Woo! On-the-job training. Now, even nature, you look at God's creation, has on-the-job training. Our granddad used to tell us the story of the baby eagles and how when they were in the nest, they were so content because Mommy eagle, daddy eagle, they come flying in and dropping a little mouse, and they just gobble it up, and oh, it's just so nice and good. Oh, the mouses taste good. And then they would be content and content and content. But there comes a time when Mama Eagle decides she's had enough of that lifestyle. And it's time for the little eaglets to get out and try to fly some. And so what she does is she demonstrates. She says, pay attention, everybody. Watch me do this. So she goes out and she ties and she shows them all kinds of things. And she comes back. She says, okay, now it's your turn. All right, she's the trainer. All right, so then they don't want to go. Oh, we're going to sit right here. Okay, so then she nudges them out, you know. And if they start falling, my granddad says she would fly underneath and catch them. She wouldn't let them fall. And she said, okay, we're going to try this again a little bit. Come on now. And so she let them go, and she'd catch them until one day they just were on their own. Hallelujah. And they're able to fly. But in some cases, if they're real, real lazy, they went to their doom. But most of the time, most of them learn how to fly. Praise God. Praise God. So just nudge your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, God is our trainer. God is our trainer. And God is at work. God is at work. But are you working? Are you working? Am I working? Are we working? Guess what, saints? Regular practice is a part of training. Regular practice is a part of training. Oh, praise God. When good athletes and good musicians, when they perform, they make it look so easy. Don't they make it look so easy? And you know, just taking Michael Jackson for an example, God richly and blessed him. And so, you know, we would think that even though God gave him so much, it was so natural. Michael says he practiced and practiced and practiced. All right, so we might say, whoa, I can do that. But you know what? If you got up and you said you was going to dance like Michael and you ain't put in no kind of training, all right, you might hurt yourself. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I know everybody going to tell me you need some more practice, Pastor Toby. Hallelujah. I know I need more practice. But Michael, he said he would practice, he would practice, and he would practice. And when we get on that stage, he would do the moonwalk as nobody could. He would do a spin 8 times in 3 seconds or whatever. But he practiced and he practiced, he practiced, and he practiced. Even though God had given him so much naturally, he practiced. And saints, if we were to try to do the same thing without practicing, we would surely fall. We forget that long hours of practice goes into singing. Our band, they practice. The choir practices. The dancers practice. Training, however, takes time and effort. That's why some of us don't like to train, because it takes a disciplined commitment. Whether you're doing the moonwalk or whether you're practicing to prepare to lead God's people in praying. And it's something that you have to do over and over and over again. Saints, our goal is to become better lovers. Amen. Didn't we say that? We said that. And the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. Sometimes training in godliness hurts. Sometimes training in love hurts. How many know? I had one person say to me, this has been 40 days of hell. Because you know what? Sometimes training isn't fun. You know, but we're not the same, are we? Because God has changed us. We've developed. We're better than we were. We have to go through that. Even when it's not fun, even when we're tempted to give up. But when we're training, we won't give up, because regular practice is a part of training. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Which leads us into our third number, and that is prepared to what? Get experience. Be prepared. Life is our training. And we're going to have to suffer a little bit in order to get rid of some of that selfishness that we have within us. We're going to have to hurt a little bit in order to give up those things that we don't want to sacrifice for the love and sake of others. All those things that put Jesus on the cross, we got to hurt a little bit to get them out of our own lives. Now, you know what? In college, there are two classes. There's students, and Katie knows this, and there's auditors. There are some people who just go to a class and they audit it. They don't take the test. They don't do the homework. They just go and listen to the professor. But really, they aren't considered real students because that's all, you know, they don't take the test. They don't, you know, try to pass anything. They're just going for knowledge to learn. But some of us, we want to be auditors when it comes to growing in love and growing in our faith. We want to listen, but we don't want to apply. And Jesus says, don't be just hearers of the word, but be ye doers as well. Oh, some of us, we want to grow in knowledge, but we fail in wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Hallelujah. But we don't want to apply the knowledge that we've learned. So this type of listening is not real faith. And Jesus tells us to be his disciples. And Jesus says that we are to spend our lives under our master, our Lord and our Savior. We are Jesus's apprentices. We are Jesus's disciples. He is our trainer. We are to learn. We are to be growing and growing in our relationship with him and with others. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We need to be prepared to get experience. And then fourthly, saints, we need to be prepared for what? Setbacks! Setbacks are going to happen. Keep living and there's going to be some kind of setback. There's going to be some kind of setback. So hardship often provides the training ground for us to grow. Now, most of us, we would prefer that easy, you know, but we've got to grow. Hallelujah. Let's read together Hebrews 11:12. What does it say? No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hallelujah. In James 1, 2, and 4, he agrees and he counsels us, consider it pure joy, my sisters and brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work that you might be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Wouldn't it feel good to be mature and complete and not lacking anything? Hallelujah. It sounds good, amen. Almost, but it can happen. It can happen because it's here in the Word. Saints, training ourselves to be godly, to be loving, is that we do it one step at a time in faithful practice, day by day by day, in those situations that God orchestrates for us. How many know you're not always going to like your boss? How many know you're not going to like all your relatives? How many know you're not going to like all your neighbors? They're going to be very difficult. We had one member, and he said he had a neighbor. She came straight from hell. Yeah, and he said it didn't. Nobody on the street liked her. And so he told me that one day they noticed she was gone. They found out she was in the hospital. He said he was the only one in all the neighborhood that went to see her. And when she finally got out, she was friendlier to him, and he helped introduce her to other people, because she said, you talking about somebody coming from hell. That's how she treated him. But she became transformed through his love. Hallelujah. But we wouldn't choose some of the situations or relationships that God has orchestrated for us. But God wants to train us, and we've got to train ourselves to think like God thinks when we're in a situation, to look at that person like God looks at that person, and to respond to others in love as God does. Now, saints, I have a confession. Now, we are to be training and practicing. And I have found it very difficult at times to say six little words. And if I had an easy button, I would be pushing that button half the time. But I've been training to say these six words. And they are, I'm sorry, will you please forgive me? Oftentimes, my pride, I want Pastor Rick to say it first. Because in my mind, I say, I know he was wronger than I was. Or, oh, I'm just going to wait for him to say it first. But I have been training myself. I have been practicing saying those things. They're easy words, but they're hard words to speak. And that is, I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? Where's Pastor Rick right now? I'm sorry, Pastor Rick. Would you please forgive me? Hallelujah. Now I want you to look to me. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Thank you, Pastor Rick. I've been practicing. That's just one of the things I'm training in. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to look to a neighbor. Don't matter what neighbor it is. We're going to practice. Y'all can practice with me. I'm not the only one that needs to learn how to say these words and to train it. And just say, I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me? 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 Hallelujah. It takes practice. Practice. That's what training is all about. And maybe your thing isn't asking for forgiveness, but I've been waiting for him to say it first for a long time. All right, that's my thing. You got something too. What's your thing? All of us need training, amen. We need to be growing, hallelujah. And when we each learn, I learned how my sin hurt God. And so I see how my sin could hurt my husband and my children and my family. And so the more I'm able to grasp my own sinfulness, I can learn humility because Jesus died for me. He took my pride and all my sinfulness on him. And he died for me because of his great love for me. Hallelujah. So as I look at Jesus' love for me, it loosens up my tight lips. I'm sorry, would you forgive me? Looking at Jesus' love for me, it softens my heart. Okay, I'll come over there and give you the first kiss, okay? That hardness begins to lose its grip. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:22-24, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude in your minds, and to put on a new self created to be like God in true righteousness, holiness, and love. Saints, how can we love? Simply stated, we can love because we are loved. Just tell your neighbor right now, neighbor, we are loved. We are loved. We are loved. We can love because we are loved. And maybe it's not your spouse. Maybe you're not being loved by your children or your parents or who you looking for love to. But I want you to know that today that you are completely, you are fully loved by God today. Every one of us. Sometimes we look for love in all the wrong places. And there God is loving us all the more, loving us ever still. So therefore, we are loved. And so knowing that we are loved, it enables us. Hallelujah. It empowers us. Praise God. To be able to love and equips us to love like Jesus loved. Because we are not loving in our own love. We are loving with the love of God. Hallelujah. The love that God has bestowed on us, we just let it pass on through to others. Oh, the Apostle Paul cried out that the love of Christ controls him. It changed everything, his love for Christ. Now, saints, one of the passages that Katie read for us today, Psalm 86. We sang it today. It is a cry of my heart to follow you. It's the cry of my heart to be close to you. And I will walk in your ways. Give me an undivided heart that I might fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all of my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love for me. How we are loved. We are loved. Now, Asia, she wrote our theme song for these 40 days of love. And it was just so awesome. The Spirit just gave it directly to her. And Jesus was saying, what if I turned away the lame? If I never healed the sick? And what if I never heard you when you called to me? What if I didn't show you grace or peace? What if I gave it all for selfish gain? But Jesus says, but I cried for you. I put my heart on the line, my life on the line to show you all my love. To show you all my love. To show you all my love. Jesus loves us today, saints. And I want you to know that what God mostly does is love you. What God mostly does is love you. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what God mostly does is love you. Is love you. What God mostly does is love us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So because of that love that is always and ever towards us, let's decide that we're going to keep company with Jesus. And we're going to train and we're going to practice and we're going to learn a life of love. We're going to walk in love. We're going to look at our trainer, the Lord Jesus, and we're going to observe how he loved, how he responded. And his love was not just cautious, you know. Some people, they real cautious, you know. But Jesus' love for us was extravagant, hallelujah. And he didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give us everything, to give us himself, to give us his love. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 tells us, love like that. Would you just high five your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, let's love like that. Let's love like that. Extravagant love. Let's love like that. Unselfish love. Let's love like that. Forgiving love. Let's love like that. Praise your name, Lord, for enabling us to love like that. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, we confess, oh God, where we have failed. We each have our areas that we really need to grow in loving you and loving one another. We want to love you with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and strength. And we want to love our neighbors as ourselves. And let it begin at home. Let it begin here in church. Let it begin, Lord, with me, with each of us, with me. Hallelujah. We do want good relationships. We want to get along and to love others. We want to have homes that are full of joy and laughter and love and peace. Hallelujah. Caring and respect. But even more than that, we're beginning to see that you might use the present difficulties in our lives, Lord, to teach us to love more like you, to be more like you. So help us to be willing students in your school of love. We thank you for all the things that others do that irritate us right now. Those things that others do that just drive us up a wall, that hurt us or trouble us. For we know this is the very sandpaper you are using to rub off our rough edges. Thank you, Lord. Help us to submit to your refining process with a willing spirit and a yielded heart. As we sang today, Lord, teach us your ways. How to love unselfishly, how to forgive even when we don't want to forgive. How to speak the truth in love when we need to. And how to overcome evil with good. Those characteristics are so foreign to us in our nature. So remind us what life and relationships are all about, Lord. It's loving you and serving you and glorifying you and reflecting you to others, especially with those we live with. Oh, hallelujah. We know that as we train with you, it will bring us joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, dear Jesus, and let's pray this together. Everybody say, dear Jesus, make me more willing to increase my love, to increase my faith. For I desire to love you with all my heart, my soul, my strength, and my will, and to love my neighbor as I love myself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as we do, we ask that you would hold us close. Let your love surround us. Bring us near and draw us to your side. And as we wait, we'll rise up like the eagle, and we will soar with you as your spirit.